There's a big squash tournament coming up in September in Devonport. It's still a way off, though, but it's worth $30,000, which is, makes it pretty special. The president of Squash Tasmania is Leon Barnett, who joins me now. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, Martin.
Thanks for your time, as always. I appreciate it. $30,000 in prize money, that would just about make it the richest squash tournament in Tasmania ever, wouldn't it?
I think it is. I think it is the biggest prize money held in Tasmania. Yes, it is.
Okay, so it's in September, the City of Devonport Squash Open from the 7th to the 11th, and then I think you've got the Tasmanian Open as well, haven't you?
Two big tournaments, three big tournaments actually running back-to-back. We've got the City of Devonport Tasmanian Open men's event starting on the 7th of September, and the City of Devonport Tasmanian Open women's event starting on the 9th of September, and the Devonport Open starting again on the 9th of September.
Okay, I know it's a little while since we've spoken, but has there been more squash courts built around Devonport or something? Because that looks, it looks like a pretty busy program.
It is. It is. This has been a planned event for some time, and thanks to the support of Devonport Council and Devonport Squash Club and Squash Tasmania, were able to put this together.
I'd suggest, Leon, with that sort of prize money in offer, we're going to see some of the top squash players in Australia and also from overseas coming down for this.
Well, I'm just looking at a list now, which will probably change as we get closer, because a lot of players will already be committed to other states, but we're looking at various events, and we've got one could a nation full of or a tournament full of overseas players from Malaya, New Zealand, Brazil, USA, Pakistan, Egypt, Iraq, Syria, in the men's and in the women's, Canada, Egypt, Japan, England, and again Hong Kong. So we've got a huge contingent of overseas players, thankfully, because of the borders being open.
Yeah, and look, over $30,000 in prize money, for some of them it won't pay their airfares, so I guess it's an opportunity for them to come and play somewhere in Australia. You know, some of them probably never played in Australia, they've never been to Tasmania. They'll spend probably a week or two touring around the joint as well, won't they?
They'll stay in Tasmania for two events, because the big event also in Hobart the following week, so most of these will probably stay back for that one and then head over probably to other areas. But no, they'll stay around, and a lot of them will see the sights in Devonport.
That's fantastic. And, of course, the rest of the northwest coast, let's hope they spend more time up here than they do down south. But what sort of numbers are we looking at, Leon? Obviously, you can only sort of cater...
I'll be looking at total with the three events in excess of 150 players, and that's not including coaches and auxiliary staff.
Okay. What's the reaction been like from Squash Australia, and I guess other states? Are they jealous of what we're doing in Tasmania? Because we seem to be having some big tournaments here.
Oh yeah, we're highly regarded. Devonport Squash Centre is highly regarded, not only but nationally but internationally as well. And it's an accredited, approved centre, and it's probably one of the best equipped centres around. With a course.
Obviously, with this many players and this many tournaments, you'll be starting from very early in the morning and probably playing well into the night as well. Thank goodness it's an indoor sport.
Yes, we'll probably be starting. Well, look, the players will be arriving about 3 or 4 days before the event and be hitting the courts to get used to the environment. And then we'll be kicking off, I believe, on the 7th, which I think is a Thursday night, I think, and they'll be starting then and going right through till close on 10 o'clock in the evening.
It'll be non-stop. Look, Leon, it's fantastic news. It's a great coup for Devonport and the North West Coast. Well done to the Devonport Squash Club, the council, and also Squash Tasmania. We'll probably catch up with you when it gets a bit closer, but thank you for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure, Martin, and thanks for the call.